I said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Last week, my diary seemed to be a pretty happy one. I finally found a date to the formal, and I finally had a boyfriend. But what I did mention last week, and I'm going to reiterate this week, was that I was so desperate for a boyfriend.
You just took anyone.
That maybe I settled for someone who just wasn't right for me. So we are now going back to when I'm 16 years old. It's the 28th of the 8th, 2004.
Dear Diary, okay, so I dumped Mark. He was totally freaking me out because he was all obsessive and clingy. The formal was okay, but he ruined it by not letting me dance with my friends. He always had to be all over me and my only focus, and nope. Oh my God, so exciting last night though at my ballroom lesson. The guys were told to grab a partner and Dom came up to me, so I danced with him and he is so gorgeous. We had to be full pressed up against each other. I was floating on a cloud afterwards. Anywho, I have to work with Mark at the shop tomorrow for 2 hours. Awkwardness.
Doesn't take me long to move on, does it?
It's such an emotional roller coaster.
I dumped him. He was annoying. He was clingy. But Dom's hot and I got to press up against him. Hey, it's a teenage mind. What can I say?
Wow.
There are some crazy images doing the rounds this morning of a green frog eating a snake.
I saw this on the news last night.
It's just insane. So there was actually a snake catcher by the name of Jamie Chappell from Townsville Snake Away. He takes your snakes away. He was called to a property because there was a snake. And there was a frog that was kind of near it. But they were like, oh, no, can you come get this snake? By the time he got to the property, the quite large frog, as he calls it, had eaten all but the head of the 25-centimetre taipan. Now, taipans are venomous.
Yes.
And while the frog, because the frog ate it from the tail, and while he was starting to eat it, the taipan bit the frog. But the frog's like, eh, it's dinner. So he continued, and he's eaten this entire snake by the time the snake catcher arrived. So he's taken the frog home with him to look after it, because you never know, he might go downhill. But he looks good for now.
Yeah, right.
And if he's still good in a couple of days, he'll release the frog again.
So do frogs are not, do they not get affected by taipan venom?
Well, we're going to find out, I guess. I guess the time will tell, because I don't think we've ever seen this before, because the photo is literally this fat frog with just the head of the snake sticking out of its mouth. And I'm always really, really concerned about snakes here in Townsville. Because I have a very, very, very small dog who could be mistaken as dinner for a python.
Yeah, right.
And I'm always stressed that if he's outside and a snake's passing through the backyard, they might see him as dinner.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do from now on, I'm going to get a guard frog for my dog.
A guard frog.
This week we are marking 1 year since the Townsville floods. It was an entire year ago, which is hard to believe, when the floodgates of the Ross River Dam opened and Townsville was inundated. But there's still people who are recovering. There's still people that are not in their homes yet. One lady who was evacuated multiple times, Mandy Woodhouse. She is luckily just recently back into her home. But Cliffo and I caught up with her just to find out what she remembers from that fateful night a year ago. Mandy, you didn't have to evacuate just once. You evacuated multiple times. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I'm in the middle of a dahlia and we evacuated on the Sunday afternoon, so we ended up swimming out of my street with my mother and animals, and we went to my sister's house in Kokoda Street thinking that was our safe house because she's got a Queenslander that's about a metre off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, and by about 7 o'clock that night, my brother-in-law had been cooking for us because we hadn't eaten because we'd lost power two days before, so we didn't have a hot meal. So he was trying to hurry us up as the water was coming up quite quickly at that point. So we ended up about half past seven, 8 o'clock, he said, look, we have to go again. So we ended up Organising with the neighbour to go to their place across the back because they have a high spot. So we ended up swimming over to their house, and that was up to my shoulder height at that stage. So it was.
So this is your second evacuation. You're on your way to your second, third place.
Yes.
With your mother.
Yes.
Elderly
and
mother?
Yeah, she's nearly 70. So.
And animals.
And animals,
well.
Yes.
Swimming.
So I went in and had a lay down. I think it was 10 o'clock at night. We were absolutely exhausted. And we were all sharing beds at that point. So they have a small house, and we had three families there at that point. So we went and had a lay down, myself and my mother, and my sister came and shook me about 10:30, 11 o'clock that night and said, we have to go again.
Oh,
we're
my
swimming
goodness.
Again. So we got everyone together, and at that point it was very scary because the water was running quite swift to the point where I had stepped off their balcony and there was a sinkhole that had opened up. And it actually took my legs from underneath me. And lucky I'd put my hand up, and the neighbour had grabbed my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I had my dog on a lead who was swimming at that point as well. So it was getting very scary. So we ended up evacuating again at 11 o'clock that night to another neighbour's house. And he's got a high-set house, so he took us in. And we had collected people and animals at that point, so we had five families in the house, so children and animals as well.
So it was three evacuations. You finally found safe haven.
Yes.
At a man's place. John was his name?
Yes.
Tell us what you guys did for John afterwards, because I thought this was beautiful.
We actually ended up nicknaming it Jono's Ark. He put us up for 3 days and took care of us. And down the track, we actually made a plaque and we put Jono's Ark on it, and we put the names of all the people in the animals he'd rescued, and he's got that in pride of place on his walls.
You were only the second person back on your street. Now, you are in your house now, which is great, but a bit of a ghost town?
It is.
In your neighbourhood?
We've got 40 houses directly in my street, and there's only 15 homes. So there's still a lot of sad stories out there with people still battling with insurance and taking a very long time to have the repairs done.
Well, very long time, because we've just marked a year this week for the floods to have happened. So to be displaced for that amount of time is very unsettling. But what did you do in the meantime? Did you rent? Did you live with family?
Yeah. Well, the first couple of weeks we ended up actually sleeping on people's floors and sharing beds, because, as I said, we had our three family homes affected. So we actually had a friend who actually left their home and went and stayed with other friends and let our three families take over their home for 2 weeks. So that was absolutely amazing.
God, so many good people.
So, but after that, we ended up getting a rental and we all shared a home for the 9 months that we were displaced.
Wow,
for.
Talk about coming together as a family.
Yeah, forced together as a family.
Yeah.
Well, Mandy, most people won't experience in their lifetime being evacuated once.
Yeah.
You know, but to be evacuated like three times, you know, just a hectic night for you. I'm sure one you'll never forget. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it with us this week, hey?
No worries at all.
Up until yesterday, I've never pushed myself to the point of wanting to throw up at an exercise class. And this happened to me because I'm doing a challenge at the moment. I think we're 4 weeks in.
You're doing very well, by the way.
Yeah, and I feel really good. I feel great. And I haven't missed a session yet, but I went yesterday. And with the fitness games, it's all about playing games so you're distracted from the fitness aspect. And yesterday, and I'm very competitive, so that's why I think it works for me, because I want to win.
Yep.
But yesterday we did this one where it was kind of a relay and we're in teams of three and we had to run up and back and get playing cards and do exercises that are associated with those. And I think because I had two girls in my team who I didn't want to let down, I was pushing a lot harder than I would normally push. It wasn't even the competitive aspect this time around. It was just because I didn't want to let my teammates down.
Okay.
And it was really hot and there was no breeze, and I think that came into it as well.
It's been a bit of an awful time to be exercising outdoors lately,
Absolutely.
Hasn't it?
It's been so hard. It makes exercise so much harder. It's like working out in a sauna. So by the end of the class, it actually was my turn to run, and I turned to the girls. I'm like, I am so sorry, but I'm going to vomit. If I do this run, I'm going to throw up. And they're like, it's okay, we'll do it for you. So they did my final run for me. Thank you, girls. But I was I was so close to actually throwing up.
And but you didn't.
But I didn't. Okay. But it's the closest I've ever come. But everyone I talk to, they seem to be in kind of the same place as I was. Like, there's so many people that have come really close. Like, they feel like they might throw up.
Yeah,
I've never actually heard of anyone following through.
I've also had similar feelings of nausea before, but I've never actually done it. Like, I ran a marathon last year, and I thought I would, but no,
but it didn't happen.
I didn't do it. Yeah.
And I know this is probably kind of gross, but I just want to know on 13, 12, 16, if it's actually ever happened to anyone. Because you always talk about, you know, oh, I felt so sick because I worked so hard. Mm. But has anyone ever gotten to the point where it's actually happened? They've actually been physically sick because they worked out so hard. I need to know because I need to make sure I never go to that point again. For 13, 12, 16, have you ever been sick because you worked out so hard?
We got Michaela here. Michaela, have you worked out so hard that you had to throw up?
I sure have.
Oh, my God. So it's actually happened.
It actually has happened.
Talk us through it.
Well, I went to our local boxing club where my son and my partner go to, and I decided I'd join them in their exercising, their fitness thing for the day, and halfway through I had to run outside.
Oh my God. And did you push yourself to that point because you were trying to keep up with them or...?
Well, I didn't want to quit and my son and my partner to tease me about it.
Well, they can't, like they know you went to your limit, so they're not allowed to tease you.
Thanks for the call, Michaela. Hey, we got Hayley here now. Hayley, have you worked yourself out to the point where you've had to throw up?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
So I was doing Castle Hill, actually.
Oh.
And I felt good, so I decided to run.
Oh.
Bad idea. I started spewing for like 2 minutes straight.
Oh, no. How far into the run did you go, I'm going to spew here?
So I decided to run the whole stairs.
Yep.
And I got to the top and it was a bad idea. I just started spewing me guts up.
Oh,
so as soon as you stop, you're just like, whoop, all right, I regret everything.
Yeah, 100%.
Thanks for the call there, Hayley. And one more. Hello, Hit 103.1. Who's this?
Kalisha.
Hello. Have you actually worked yourself to the point of throwing up?
I haven't personally, but my husband's a PT in the defence and he'll come home and be so proud of himself because he's made people vomit. Griffo and Gabby.